And the pasuk continues, Sheni, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, and Yaakov lifted his feet. As Rashi explains, once he was informed of the good news that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would protect him when he went to Lavan's house, his heart picked up his feet and it became easy for him to walk. Vayelech Arza B'nei Kedem, and he went to the land of the people of the east. He was traveling eastward, going to the land of Haran. Vayar, and he saw Vihine Ve'er Basodeh, and behold, there was a well in the field. And over there there was three flocks of sheep lying beside the be'er. Kimina be'er ahi, because it was from this well, Yashku ha'adorim, the shepherds would always give to drink the flocks. V'ha'evan gedoyla api ha'be'er, but there was a large stone on top of the well. V'nesfu sham chol ha'adorim, and all the flocks used to gather there. V'galalu as ha'evan mi'api ha'be'er, and they always used to roll off the stone from on top of the well. V'hishku as ha'tzoin, and give the sheep to drink. V'hishivu as ha'evan api ha'be'er, and then return the stone back to the opening, the top of the well, limkoima, to its place. V'yomer lehem Yaakov, and Yaakov said to them, to the shepherds, Achai, my brothers, me'ayin atem, where are you from? V'yomeru, they said, mechoron anochnu, we are from Choron. Vayomer lohem, and he said to them, Hayadatem es Lavan ben Nachor? Do you know Lavan the son of Nachor? Vayomer, when they said, Yodonu, we know him. And the Mepharshim discuss, why is Lavan known as Lavan ben Nachor when his father was Besuel? Why is he known by his grandfather's name and not his father's name? Ramban learns, it was since Nachor was the prestigious one in the family, and Besuel was not such a prestigious person. Therefore, Lavan was known by his grandfather, Lavan ben Nachor, and not Lavan ben Besuel. In Shilas V'Tshuvas, Trumas HaDeshen, it is brought down that from here we see a raya, that if somebody's father is a mumar, which means he does not keep the mitzvahs, when you call him up for an aliyah, when you call the son up, you do not call him up by his father's name, but rather by his grandfather's name. And we see that from here, that Lavan was not called Lavan ben Besuel, but rather Lavan ben Nachor. V'ayin oid in Sefer Hemek Dover of the Netziv, who also discusses this din. V'yomer lohem, and Yaakov said to them, Hashalom loy, is it peace to him? How's he doing? How's Lavan doing? V'yomer, when they said, Shalom, he's okay. V'hinei Rachel bitoy bo imatzoyim. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, is coming now with the sheep. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Hein oid hayom gadol, loy eis hey osef amikne. As Rashi explains, that these were two statements that Yaakov said to the shepherds. He saw them gathering the sheep. It looked to him as if they were finished for the day. And therefore he told them, Hein oid hayom gadol, the day is still long. If you are workers who are being hired by the day, your day is not finished. You still have more to graze because you are getting paid by the day. Hein oid hayom gadol, the day is still long. And even if these are your own sheep, loy eitz hey osef hamikne, it is not the time now to bring them in for the day. There is still more time to graze. Hashku hatzayin ulechu re'u. Give the sheep to drink and continue grazing. In Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov is medayik in Pasuk Dalet. Why did Yaakov refer to the shepherds as Achai, my brothers? And he answers, that's because when one wants to give Musar to somebody, before he can give somebody Musar and admonishment, he must first make a connection with that person. First have some type of relationship with him. Then he can give admonishment. That's why the Pasuk says that Yaakov first called them Achai, my brothers. We are connected. I like you. Now I can give you Musar. I can tell you that there's still more time to graze in the fields and it's not time to bring the sheep into the house. And similarly, we find at the end of Parshas Toldos, when Yitzchak was telling Yaakov not to marry the Benois Kanaan, in Perik Chof Ches, Pasuk Aleph, it says first, Vayevarech Oisai, he blesses Yitzchak. Yitzchak blesses Yaakov first. Then, Vayetzaveu Vayomeloi Loisikach Isha Mibnois Kanaan. Only then, after he said something positive, can he command him and tell him what to do, not to take a wife from the Benois Kanaan. And the Pasuk continues, Vayomeru. And the shepherd said, Loinuchal, we cannot give the sheep to drink. until all the flocks are gathered and all the shepherds are here, because this is such a large stone on top of the Be'er. And then we will all roll the stone from on top of the Be'er, and we will give the sheep to drink. While he was still speaking to them, Rachel ba'o, and Rachel came imatzon asher laviha, with the sheep of her father, ki royahi, because she was a shepherd. Vayehi, and it was kasher ro Yaakov es Rachel bas Lavan achi imoy, when Yaakov saw Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, who Lavan was his mother Rivka's brother, vesoin Lavan achi imoy, and when he saw the sheep of Lavan, his mother's brother, vayigash Yaakov, and Yaakov came close, vayogel es ha'even me'alpia be'er, and he rolled the stone off the top of the Be'er, as Rashi explains that he was very strong and removed it like one would remove a plug from the top of a bottle. Vayashk es son Lavan achi imoy, and he gave to drink the sheep of Lavan, his mother's brother. Sephorna is medayek. Why was it only for Rachel that Yaakov was willing to push the stone off the top of the Be'er? Why couldn't he do a favor for the shepherds and help them push the stone off the Pi HaBe'er? And he answers that although it might have been a chesed, a favor for these three flocks, this might have been detrimental for the other flocks that were coming afterwards, because they needed all the shepherds together to remove this stone from on top of the Be'er. If Yaakov would roll the stone off and give these three flocks to drink, it could be that these shepherds would not help the other shepherds when it came their turn to drink. Therefore, he did not want to push it off for these three flocks alone. Another diak there is in the pasuk is that the pasuk is mashma that it was for two reasons that Yaakov pushed the stone off the Be'er. Vayehi kasher ro Yaakov es Rachel, it was because Yaakov saw Rachel, and secondly, ves sein Lavan, because it was the sheep of Lavan. Two reasons, because it was Rachel being the shepherd, and it was Lavan's sheep, which is mashma from the pasuk, that if it would have been Rachel being the shepherd with somebody else's sheep, or a Lavan sheep without having Rachel as the shepherd, he would not have pushed the stone off the Be'er. And one has to wonder, if Rachel was coming with somebody else's sheep, why shouldn't he do the same thing for Rachel alone, even though it would not have been Lavan's sheep? Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel, and Yaakov kissed Rachel. Ramban explains, since it says l'Rachel, to Rachel, it is mashma that he kissed her either on the forehead or on her hand, but it was not nishika b'peh, since it only says l'Rachel, to Rachel. V'ayin Arachayim in Sefer, and also in Sefer Mayona Shel Torah, who discuss how was it possible that Yaakov kissed Rachel even before he even introduced himself to her, because it is first in Pasuk Yud Beis that Yaakov says to Rachel that I am your relative and I am the son of Rivka. The Neshika seemed to have taken place before the introduction. Vayisa es koilei vayevk, and he picked up his voice and he started to cry. Why was Yaakov crying? Rashi brings down two pshatim, either because he saw that Rachel would not be buried together with him, Rachel would be buried in Kever Rachel in the city of Beis Lechem, while Yaakov was going to be buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. Secondly, he was crying because he came to Lavan's house empty-handed. He said, my grandfather's Eved, Avram's Eved, Eliezer, came to Lavan with 10 loaded camels, with bracelets, with nose rings, with sweet fruit from Eretz Yisrael, and I came empty-handed, because Eliphaz was sent after Yaakov to kill him. And Yaakov was able to convince Eliphaz that since Ani Choshev Kameis, a poor person is like a dead person, just take my money and tell your father that you killed me. And since he came empty-handed to Lavan's house, he was crying. Vayagid Yaakov l'Rachel, and Yaakov told Rachel, ki achi aviyahu, that he was a relative of her father, v'chiven Rivkahu, that he was the son of Rivka. Vatorot vatageid l'aviyah, and she ran and told her father. Although we saw in Parshas Chayesara that Rivka ran to her mother's house because a girl always confides with her mother, Rachel did not have a mother. Her mother had already died, therefore she ran to her father's house. And Rashi says a second shot in the pasuk, ki achi aviyahu, v'chiven Rivkahu. Yaakov was saying like this, if Lavan your father will come towards me and come against me with ramoyus, with deceit, he should know, ki achi aviyahu, that I am also a brother with him in Ramayas. If he wants to be deceitful, I can also be deceitful. But if he comes to me straightforward and with truth, he should know, v'chi ven Rivkahu, that I am the son of Rivka. I am the son of his straight and decent sister. And just like she is straight and decent, I can also be straight and decent. It all depends how he will come to me. That's the way I will act to him. Vayihin it was, kishmaya Lavan Hashema Yaakov ben Achoisai, when Lavan heard the news of Yaakov, the son of his sister, that he came, vayoros likrosai, he ran towards him. He figured, if the Eved of this household, Avram's Eved, came with 10 loaded camels, Yaakov is probably coming with a lot of money too. But when he saw that he didn't have any money in the open, vayichabik loy, he hugged him. He figured maybe he has the gold coins around his chest. Let me feel, maybe the gold coins are there. And when he did not feel any gold coins around his chest, vayinashikloi, he kissed him. Maybe he has pearls in his mouth. Vayiviyewel beisai, when he saw he did not have anything, he brought him into his house. Vayisaper lelovon, and Yaakov explained to Lavon, es kol advar mo'ele, all these things, that he came empty-handed because Esav sent Eliphaz to run after him, and Eliphaz took all his money. Vayomilai Lavon, and Lavon said to Yaakov, ach, nevertheless, ach mi uvisari, atz mi uvisari ata, you are my relative, you are my bones and my basar. So therefore I will let you stay here for a short while. Vayeshev imay chodesh yomim, and he let him stay for a month, and even during that month it was not for free, he worked for him. Vayomer Lavan, and Lavan said, le Yaakov to Yaakov, when he saw that he was a very good worker, hachi ochi ata, va'avartani chinam, just because you are related to me, should you work for free? Hagida li ma maskutecho, please tell me what your wages are. Ulavan shtei vonos. Lavan had two daughters. Shem hagedola Leah and Shem hakatana Rachel. The older daughter was named Leah. The younger daughter was named Rachel. Ve'enei Leah rakois, and the eyes of Leah were tender, because people would say, Lavan had two daughters, and Rivka had two sons. People would say the older daughter would marry the older son and the younger daughter would marry the younger son. In other words, Leah, who was older, was destined to marry Esav, and that's why she cried a lot and her eyes were tender. Rachel Hoysa, and Rachel was Yifas Toyar, beautiful in form, Vifas Mare, and beautiful in appearance. Toyar referring to the shape of the features, and Mare referring to the luster of the face. Zot Rashi, inside Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, Yaakov lifted up his feet. Zot Rashi, Mishinis Baser Besura Toivo. Once Yaakov was informed this great news, Shehuftach Bishmira, that he was promised to be protected by Hashem, Nosa Libayas Raglov, his heart picked up his feet, Vinasa Kala Leches, and it became easy for him to go. Kach Mefurish Bebrachus Rabba. Yashku Ha'adorim, they always gave to drink to the flocks. Mashkim haroyim es ha'adarim. It means that the shepherds gave the flocks to drink. Although the pasuk does not mention the word shepherds, this is a missing word in the pasuk. Va'mikra diber b'lashin kitzara, and the pasuk uses a language that is abbreviated. V'nesvu regilim hayu leheyosef. They regularly used to gather together. Since the stone was large, they had to regularly gather together to remove the stone off the top of the be'er. V'galalu, they removed it, they rolled it over. V'galalin, it is a lashon hoive, a lashon of something that always happens. V'targumai umagandarin, they always rolled off. Kol lashon hoive, whenever the pasuk is using a lashon hoive, Mishtanem ledaber beloshin osid uveloshin avar. The pasuk can use a past loshin, a past expression, and also a future tense. Lefishal kol davar hahoyve tamid, because anything that always happens, kvar hoya, happened already, veosid liyais, and will continue to happen. Therefore, a past loshin or a loshin osid can be used. Rashi is bothered by the loshin v'galalu. Galalu means past. They rolled it off. And Rashi over here is explaining that it is a Lashon Hoive. They always rolled it off. And therefore he explains that anything that always happens can be written B'Lashon Avar or Lashon Osin. So over here, even though it means V'Galalu, they rolled it over in the past, it can still mean they always rolled it over, because anything that always happens happened in the past and will happen in the future. And similarly, Rashi says the same idea. In Parshas Chayesor, Perik Chof Dalet, Pasuk Mem Hei, Rashi Divir Amaskel Terem, where there also he says something that is Hove can be written B'Loshen Ovar or Loshen Osid. Veheshivu Zok Rashi, Targumei Umeisivin. They always used to return the stone to the Be'er. It is also a Loshen Hove. Zok Rashi, Bo'o Im Hatzoin. Rachel is coming now with the Tzoin. Hatam Ba'alef. The accent is on the Aleph, Milra, at the end of the word. V'Targumay, and that's why Targum says Asya, she is coming now. V'Rochel Bo'o, in Pasuk Tes, when the Pasuk says V'Rochel Bo'o, Hatam L'malav Abayz, where the accent is on the Bayz. V'Targumay Osas, Targum says Osas, she already came. Harisha and Loshen Oise, the first one is an expression of Oise, she is doing now, she is coming. V'Asheni Loshen Osaso. And the second is an expression of past. She did. Ba'ah, she came. Hein oid hayem gadol. Lefish shero oisam roivsim. Since he saw them sitting, kesav ar Yaakov thought, sheroitzim le osef ha-mikna ha-baisa, that they wanted to bring in the cattle into the house. V'la yiru oid. And they would not graze anymore for that day. Omer lahem, Yaakov said to them, hein oid hayem gadol. The day is still long. Kelomer. This means to say, im schire yoimatem, if you are being hired by the day, you did not complete your day's work. And if these animals belong to you, it is not the time to bring them in, even if it's your own. And they answered, we cannot give them to drink. The stone is large. We need everybody to come together to push the stone off the be'er. Over here, the word v'galalu, Targum does not say, like he said before, umigandarin, but rather vigandarin, future. Lefishu lashon osid, it is an expression of future. V'galalu es ha'even, and we will roll the stone off when everybody comes, when all the shepherds come. Vayigash Yaakov vayogel, and Yaakov came close and rolled it off. Kimisha maver es ha'pekak me'al pitzaloiches, like one who takes off a plug from a bottle. To make it known to you that Yaakov was very strong, he did it with ease. Vayev, and Yaakov cried when he met Rachel, because he saw with Ruach HaKodesh she'eno nechneses imoy likfura, that she would not enter with him for burial. She will not be buried together with him. And this Pshat in Rashi is a little bit shver, because it is hard to understand that Yaakov would be crying when he meets Rachel for the first time, because in the future he won't be buried with her. He didn't even meet her yet, and he's thinking about the Kfura. And Rashi says, Dova Acher, Lefisha Bobi Odayim Brekonios, since he came with empty hands, Omar, Yaakov said, Eliezer Avi Abo, Eliezer, the servant of my grandfather Avram, Hoya Biyodov Nezamim Utsmidim Umigdonois, he came to Lavan's house with bracelets, with nose rings, with fresh fruit. Vani Ebiyodi Klum, but I don't have anything in my hands. Lefisha Rodaf Alifas Ben Esav B'mitzvah Soviv Acharov, because Eliphaz, the son of Esav, ran after Yaakov by the command of his father Esav, Lahargoy, to kill Yaakov, Vihisigoy, and he reached him. But, Ulefisha Gadol Eliphaz, Bechef, Cheko Shal Yitzchak, since Eliphaz was brought up under the influence of Yitzchak, Moshach Yodoy, he pulled his hand away and did not kill Yaakov. Omerloy, Eliphaz said to Yaakov, Moese Letziva Shal Abo, what should I do to my father's command? Omerloy, Yaakov, Yaakov said, Tulma Shebiyodi, take what is in my hand. Veheoni Choshev Kameis, and one who is poor is considered like one who is dead. Oni Choshev Kameis. Therefore, you can tell your father that you killed me because you made me poor. It's the same as if you killed me. Sok Rashi ki achi avirhu karev la'avia. He said that he was related to her father. K'moy anoshim achim anachnu. We are related. Umidrashoi, and the Medrash says im l'ramoyis hu ba, if Lavan is coming to deal with me deceitfully, Gamani Ochib Ramois, I can be his brother in being deceitful. That's what the pasuk means, Ki Achi Aviyahu, I can be his brother. V'imadam Kashuhu, but if he is a decent person, Gamani Ben Rivka Achoise Akshero, then I am the son of Rivka, who is his decent sister. And that's what the pasuk means by V'chi Ben Rivkahu, I can also be viewed as the son of Rivka. Batagid Lavia, and she told her father, Lefisha Ima Mesa, she didn't tell her mother because her mother had already died. The only person she had to tell was her father. Fayorat Lakrosa, and Lavan ran towards him. Kisavar, he was under the impression, Mamain Hutaun, that Yaakov was bringing a lot of money. Shari Evan Abayas Bolakan Basor Gamalam to Unim, because the servant of the house came here with 10 loaded camels. Fayachabik, and he hugged him. Kishaloi Ra Imai Klum, Omar Shema Zuhuvim Hevi Vihina Bechekoi, when he did not see any wealth with him, he said maybe he has gold coins and they are Bechekoi on his chest. Fayinashikloi, Omar, he said, Shema Margolios Hevi Vehem Befiv, maybe he brought pearls and they are in his mouth, that's why he kissed him. And the diak is because it does not say Vayechabekehu Vayinashikehu, rather Vayechabekloi Vayinashikloi. The whole reason for this embrace and the whole reason for this kiss, loy, was only for Lavan. He had what to gain through this. He thought he would gain some wealth. Vayisaper Lavan, and Yaakov related to Lavan. Shleibo elamitech oynis achiv. He only came because he was forced to do so by his brother who was chasing him. Vishenotloy mamonim imenu, and that Eliphaz took all his money. Ach atzmi uvesari ato, since you are related to me, me ato ein li la'az b'cha abaisa, really now, since you do not have any money, I should not bring you into my house. Hoyel ve'im b'yotcha klum, since you do not have anything in your hand. Ela b'mnei kurva, only because you are related to me, atata b'cha chodesh yomim, I will deal with you for a month's time. V'chein also, and that's what he did, like the pasuk says, v'yeshev imay chodesh yomim. V'av zula l'chinam, and this was also not for free. Shehaya roye Tzoynoi, Yaakov would be a shepherd over his sheep. Hachi ochi ato, just because you are my brother, Lashon Tema, v'chi b'shvil sh'ochi ato ta'avdeni chinam, just because you are related to me, you should work for me for free. V'avadatani, Rashi is bothered that the word avadatani is past. You have worked for me. But in this pasuk it means you will work for me. K'moi v'ata'avdeni, v'avadatani, which is past, is as if it says v'ata'avdeni, and you will work for me. V'chein kol teva shehu lashon avar, and so too any word that is written in the past. Hoisiv vav b'roisha, if you add a vav in the beginning of the word, hi'atheches ha'teva l'habo, it changes the word into the future tense. This is called the vav ha'hipoch. So even though avadatani is past, Va'avadatani becomes future, and you will work for me. Similarly, we find this in Rashi in Parshas Noach, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, where Rashi says the word Uvav v'hispalel el abayis hazeh. V'hispalel is past, but with the Vav ha'hipuch, the Vav of Uvav, it changes it to future. V'hispalel, you will daven. So Rashi, the eyes of Leah were rakois. She's a svura lalois b'gayrola shel Esav. She thought that she would fall in the lot of Esav, uvachsa, and she used to cry a lot. Shehayu akoil omrim, everybody used to say, shnei banim l'Rivka u'shnei banis l'Lavan. Rivka has two sons, Lavan has two daughters, hagadoyla l'gadol v'akitana l'katon. The older daughter will marry the older son, Esav, and the younger daughter, Rachel, will marry the younger son, Yaakov. But Rachel was Yifas Tayar, who tzuras ha'partzuf, that is the shape of the face. Lashin yisahareyu Ba'aseret, he forms it with a saw, kumpis blas, and she was also vifas maret, which means huziv cluster, it is the luster of the countenance of the face.